KSL News Time, 6:39, Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on 5600 West back to its normal traffic pattern. A little bit of a slowdown near the 21st South Freeway, but that's something we see every morning. The crash that had added to the delays for a while is gone. Traffic lights still not working underneath 215 at California Avenue. And so we're having to treat that as a six-way stop because you've got off-ramps hooking up with traffic just going through the intersections. Be really careful there. Mainline I-15, about 16, 17 minutes total from Draper to downtown Salt Lake City. Holly?
I-15 northbound, Spanish Fork up to the point of the mountain. You'll see good speeds. State Street is in great shape. Provo heading north up into American Fork. And Tippecanoe Highway has some good speeds from American Fork Canyon to the freeway. Eric?
From Ogden to most of Layton, things are looking pretty good. I-15 southbound, but as you move past Layton Parkway, you've got some slowing going on, and that extends past 200 North and Kaysville. Once you get to Farmington, you're back up to speed, as well as on Legacy Parkway. No problems there in southbound on US 89. We're not seeing a little bit of slowing at Antelope Drive, but that's about it. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. RX Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offers special zero down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. RXSolar.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.